Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
For the sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I just want everybody to know that I made that music fade out. Thank you very much.
Fast,
yes,
too.
That was too fast.
It was a little too fast. It was uncomfortable.
All
state listeners.
Happy Friday.
Nails on a chalkboard.
Shut up, man. Annie Fry is running the board today. Why? Because I want to grow. Ethan is teaching me. Brad has got the day off, so we're playing around here a little bit. So if you want to check into the Annie Fry YouTube channel and watch this train wreck happen, nobody can resist that, right? We'd love to have you come join us here. So I have the ability. What happens if I do that?
You just turned off Ryan's microphone.
That so right here?
Yes. So you have the power now. To...
Finally.
Now, he can, on his side, he has a button that can turn it back on.
You know what else I can do?
No,
he
doesn't.
He can also do that.
He's off the air.
Currently, yes.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
We could literally have an entire hour of that.
Trisha is like rocking back and forth in her. I'll put you back on there. Did I do it? Did I put you?
Yeah.
For those that don't know, I'm not going to ask if I turned you on. That's not going to happen.
When Annie's running the board, Ryan, she has control of Ryan's mic, but he also has a button that can control himself. So they could quite literally just on off for the entire segment.
Stick around for the 2 o'clock hour. When we run out of content, that will be it. So I turn these things down here. Do I need to put them back up now?
This is what it sounds like when you're talking through a fan.
Oh, stop it. That's not me. The White House has a guest today once again. We have Vladimir Zelensky is sitting next to Donald Trump. And President Trump is taking questions. We decided to take a break there and get to the top of the hour to make sure you got the latest news from Fox News. But Scott Bessent was asked about, we're going to kind of dip in and out of this throughout the course of the day because we could just turn it over to you. But we figure you probably want, I need to learn how to run the board. And I can't just turn it over to Donald Trump to talk about world peace. We're going to pick through the press conference that's happening right now. This is the same room, Ryan, that they had the cabinet meeting in.
Yep.
It looks like a cabinet meeting.
Most of them are there. Not all of them.
President Trump is flanked by Vice President J.D. Vance and the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. And then, of course, Zelensky is there in the room. I think Zelensky may be across the table from him. But they're taking questions, and one of the questions was regarding Scott Bessent, or it was about China and where the progress is headed right now with that particular deal. And we wanted to hear what Scott Bessent had to say. So let's listen to Scott Bessent's
response.
Scott,
do you want to say a few words on that, please?
Yes, sir. So the entire relationship stems from the great perspective the two leaders have for each other. China did a substantial unprovoked escalation last week. We were unable to get in touch with them since then. It's been IMF World Bank Week. They have had working level people here who there have been meetings. The vice premier, who is my counterpart, and I will be speaking this evening at around 8:30, 9 o'clock. And then he and I and a delegation will meet in Malaysia probably a week from tomorrow to prepare for the two presidents to meet. So I think that things have de-escalated. We hope that China will show the respect that we have shown them. And I am confident that President Trump
because of his relationship with President Xi, will be able to get things back on a good course.
Is the hope for that meeting with you and President Xi some kind of trade deal then? Or
could be.
More
look, I think we're in a very strong position. I think we're in a very strong position. We're getting, as you know, as of November 1st, I could move it up if I wanted, a 100% tariff over and above what we get now. So that would make it about 157%. And China doesn't want that, and they want to talk, and we're talking. And I think we'll make a deal that will be good for both. I think we will do something. But you have to understand, we never got anything from China. It was a one-way street for many years, for decades. It was a one-way street, and they became rich because of the United States. And frankly, presidents that, let's be nice, they didn't know. They just didn't know. They didn't understand what was happening to them. But I understood it. I understood it long before I ran for politics. I used to watch in amazement at how stupid our country was, how stupid they were. And we're not stupid anymore. And that includes with the European Union. That includes with Japan and South Korea. All we want to do is be treated fairly. But the fairly is hundreds of billions and even trillions of dollars coming into the United States. And it's our national security is secure because of tariffs. If we didn't have tariffs, we would have no national security. So it's very important.
Will you seek China's help in ending the war in Ukraine? Do you need them to put pressure on Russia?
I'll be discussing that, but I'd love to see it ended before that. I think we have a chance of ending the war quickly. If flexibility is shown on behalf, and again, we're not losing people. The United States is not, we're not losing people, we're not spending money, we're getting paid for the, you know, ammunition and missiles and everything else that we're sending to the European Union, but to NATO. But it's very similar. If you look at the countries, I mean, it's very similar. And we just made a very fair trade deal with the European Union and what we wanted, and we made a very good deal with NATO, too. You know, they pay for all of this. That's not what we're in this for. We're in it to save thousands of lives every week. Thousands and thousands of lives. That's why we're in it.
President Trump speaking again from the White House with Zelensky there in tow. They are meaning to try to figure out, you know, peace. That's what the goal has been here. President Trump is 79, correct?
Yes.
Remember when Joe Biden turned 80 and everybody was like, in the White House was like, shh,
don't say anything.
Don't say anything. He's 80. He doesn't know. I don't know if that was it. That might not have been it. When Donald Trump turns 80 next, it'll be around, I mean, June. Yeah, it'll be real close to the
sesquicentennial.
You just stop showing off. Nah. Turning your mic off again.
I love showing off. Hey, you turned me off. I noticed.
I wonder if they'll hype it up. I wonder if they'll do the same thing.
I don't think they will.
Hype it up or do the same thing?
I don't think they'll hype it up.
I don't think they'll hide from it. There's no reason
to. You can't
to.
Hide from it.
Joe Biden had the opportunity to run for re-election.
And he almost did. He almost ran for re-election.
He did. He just failed so bad that he didn't make it all the way to the finish line. I'm just thinking to myself, at 79 years old, the things that he holds in his head at one time, the depth of knowledge that he can sit in front of a room of people like this, I think it's worthy of note that the media is not hostile towards him any longer. They ask questions that he doesn't like, but that's part of the deal. You don't get to create a scenario where you just get favorable questions asked to you all the time. One of the questions that was asked from the press yesterday or the day before, I believe, was like, would you consider taking Maduro out? He's Venezuela, right? And he goes, what a ridiculous question to ask. And he goes, actually, it's not a ridiculous question to be asked for me, but how ridiculous would it be for me to answer it? And that he actually kind of censored himself there, because he's right. It would be so stupid and calamitous for him to go, oh, yeah, we take Maduro out. You can't say that from the Oval Office in a press conference. And he knows that. And I think he has this kind of this like built in reflex now of the media that his first thought is punch. And what he kind of self-censored him at that point was, how dumb would it be? He kind of thought that part out loud. Like, how dumb would it be for me to answer this question? But there's a smart way to respond to that. There's a consequential way to respond to that kind of a question, too. And the press, it's a free press. The press is there to ask what the press wants to ask. And the person in the office, like, this is really the true correction to what the Biden administration did, which was they hid not just what they were doing away, they hid the president away.
Yeah, to get access like this was very rare. And you listen to the show. We carry this stuff almost daily, that the president or somebody very close to the president is coming out and taking questions about any topic pretty much every day. And you said that the press is less hostile to him right now. I think that's generally true, but it's in the room. So when you're in the room with Trump, yeah, the questions aren't quite as crazy and vindictive. But the general press, I don't think, is backed off of him at all. They just don't know what to do now because whatever they're doing isn't working.
Well, that's because I prefer an agitated press. I prefer a press that wants to get to the bottom of the story no matter what, that wants to expose truth. We haven't had that. We've had an agenda-driven media that hates this man so much, and truly everybody who's ever supported him, that their goal has been this entire time to take him down. That's activism. That's not journalism. And in the process of watching that happen, true journalism is so hard to identify. I mean, gosh, Elon Musk buying Twitter is probably the most important turning point in my lifetime, I think, for the direction this country was not heading, but careening. And the only way it happens is if the press has to become honest or be exposed for being dishonest. That the truth, not in the reporting of what the press is hiding, covering, or manipulating, the truth that really needed to be exposed is how the press was operating as an activist for an ideology that... It's not some sort of altruistic way of saying, you know, like, oh, you care about the environment. The Democrats need to win. They did it for power. It's the worst kind of worst. It's a bold statement, but I don't know how you don't, you know, at least trot around the idea of it being treasonous, because they were manipulating the American people. They were deceiving. The Russia collusion story and everything that followed does not happen if the media is honest. The Russia collusion story is an embarrassment for Hillary Clinton if it's journalistically antagonized. And if that none of that happens, look at the course of American history. I truly believe in my heart of hearts that Donald Trump would have been a fraction as successful as he is right now if the dominoes would have fallen a different way. And you know, the Lord talks all of the time about how he fulfills his plan through sufferings and struggles. And this is a very big example of it in my mind, in my view, as a Christian woman, that the plan that was laid out to get to where we are right now took the twists and turns that it took, because that's the way that the people came to want to ask and demand the truth. The people have to want the truth. I really think for a long time there, in the Obama administration and the post-Obama administration, don't you think, Ryan, people kind of liked being lied to? It was comfortable. This little idea that was created, this faux, hopey, changey kind of world that we could live in. That's a comfortable place to be. You kind of create a common enemy. You amplify people who you've amplified their victimhood. You give them the opportunity to kind of step into the spotlight a little bit. You make people feel like they belong. Everybody's looking at this like this is a new way of going about things. And everybody who pushes back against it, you just keep those people quiet. So it looks like there's less dissension. People are quieter. It looks like this new hopey, changey way of thinking is the new way that we're going to think. But it's just so incredibly unrealistic that it can't survive without a deceptive media. I really wonder how popular Barack Obama ever actually has been. His whole shtick is a bit of a fabrication. And people want to talk about no kings? You want to go to a no kings protest this weekend? What about the reports that Barack Obama was running Joe Biden's presidency? We know for certain that Joe Biden wasn't the person in charge making all the decisions. He didn't even sign the documents that he signed. If President Obama was running the Biden administration, that's a third term. And as we've said before, I think pretty much the whole predicate for the No Kings protests is that Donald Trump has a hat that says Trump 2028.
I was getting ready to ask that question. I mean, really open question to the chat, to anybody who wants to weigh in on this. What is it about Donald Trump that makes him a king? And I'm sure that there's something in your head that you're like, that's the thing. Like, I want to read that and see what it is that's in your head. Obviously, a lot of us are like-minded here. But if you're on the left and you're like, yes, I love the No Kings protests, I might be involved with them, or at least I support them. What is it that you're like, specifically, this is what Trump does that makes him a dictator, a king, an authoritarian, whatever it is, please say so. And I will consider that. Annie, Ethan, we'll read it. We will talk about it.
Did you hear that fade in under that brilliant point that Ryan was making while I was trying to figure out how to run the board?
I heard that fade in because it happened real fast.
It was awesome, and you did a great job. I want to talk more about No Kings, especially on the YouTube live chat. If you know anybody, or if you're going to a No Kings podcast, if you're going to a No Kings protest, I'm sure there are No Kings podcasts too. You let us know in the chat, and we'd love to talk to you. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad that you're here with us on a Friday afternoon. We're talking a little bit about the No Kings podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Keep saying podcast.
There's got to be a No Kings podcast out there that's getting some great ratings right now.
This is where I tell you that Ryan is starting a No Kings podcast, and very proud of him.
Wiggins America on the weekends will be called No Kings from now on.
You got to stop being a king everywhere you go.
Everyone's
I just hate
kings.
So you said you were you looking through? Do you see any comments?
Yeah, I'm trying to highlight. So I sort of openly asked the question: what is it that Trump is doing right now that causes you to, if you're on the left, want to protest and say he's a dictator, he's a king, he's a fascist, specifically? Like, what is it? And I'll read through. I'm starring some of the comments, and this one just says, we rejected monarchy. Well, okay, thank you for the response, but that's very, very general. It's not specific to Trump at all. This one says, no kings refers to the Declaration of Independence, both those from Scooter. Again, those are very general, so okay. But that's not specific to Trump. Let's see here.
Yeah, where's the king?
I don't know.
Why aren't we protesting queens also? Yeah, it's sexist
to
me.
Let's bring this one up. Okay, let's talk about this one, because this one is specific. It's from Suspense. He says, the false electors scheme. So that's not current, and that was in 2020.
It also was completely a failure.
Even if you think, but that was like trying to usurp the government, which I don't think that was. I think that's all part of the process. But even if you do, it didn't work and is not current. So he's not doing that now. So what are you protesting now? Something that he did in 2020? I don't really get that one. Suspense also says violating the Constitution. Again, that's very vague. Let's talk about this one. Ignoring judges. Annie, has Trump been ignoring judges?
No, he's been annoyed by judges.
Has anybody been slapped down by judicial activism more than Donald Trump in this first year of this term?
You know, I've seen some Fox News commentators, probably, but I've seen some people who highlight that the modus operandi of specifically the Gavin Newsoms of the world and J.B. Pritzker's like, put me in, coach, I want to play. A lot of judicial activism, pushing against, you know, the federal agents wearing masks, or maybe their just general presence in certain places. They go to court, they win in a lower court, and it gets appealed. But nobody ever talks about the appeal. Nobody ever talks about seeing the thing the whole way through. If it ever gets talked about again, it's when it gets to the Supreme Court level. And then I'm trying to think, you know, what's the batting average right now of Donald Trump at the Supreme Court?
It's very high. Actually, it's high even in lower courts that are above the sort of activist court level, because they get these activist judges. If you want to talk about tyranny, these activist judges were enacting nationwide injunctions, and they had no jurisdiction to do so. And no, you're not going to talk about that? Now, the Supreme Court had to step in and say, you can't do that anymore. You're running the entire country from one district. So nobody mentions that. But I will say this, the one time that he has had more opportunity than anybody else in history, literally, in the history of our country, to ignore judges, because he continually gets stopped by judicial fiat.
Gavin Newsom talking about the no kings and what kind of day it's supposed to be.
No kings. A declaration of independence against the tyranny, against lawlessness, in the context that there was no rule of law. It was the rule of king. And I think increasingly people are waking up to the rule of law in this country, increasingly appearing to be the rule of Don. And I hope it's dawning on people how precious this moment is. And what
did he say? Rule of Don, as in like of who?
Don
Trump?
Yeah, Don old
Don. This guy. Why does he have a voice issue?
Possibly. It sounds like, you know, Bruce Weber. How he used to have,
like the basketball coach.
Yeah, it sounds like he kind of has something like that.
I want to see Gavin Newsom in an orange jacket.
It's at stake, and so I hope people put a stake in the ground, take the opportunity and time to participate this weekend, but again, do so peacefully. With
peacefully and what? What'd you say?
Peacefully and patriotically.
And then he just like slowly looks into the camera and winks. You know, like last time, feds. I don't know. It could be. Who knows?
The deep realization of the consequences and what the founding fathers were all about.
I don't take this man seriously.
Again, specifically, what is it that he's doing? Because I want to go back to that court thing. The only case that we can find in the last year that you could say, oh, he ignored the court, it was when they were deporting Abrego Garcia, and the plane was apparently already in the air deporting this guy when the ruling came in. And they say, well, he ignored the ruling. Well, it was already happening. And that's literally, as far as I know, the only example that you could come up with to say, oh, Trump just ignored the courts. Because across the board, he has followed the courts to his own annoyance.
Yeah. Yes. He has to. He doesn't have a choice.
He can't. That's the point. If you were a king, you would just do whatever you want. And he's not. That's why he's so annoyed, because he can't.
And when you were trying to do whatever you wanted and you knew that it wasn't something that was right, you'd shut everybody around you up from being able to say anything against it to call it out. Wonder where we've seen that. Would you be willing to embed in a No Kings protest this weekend for us on the show here?
Yeah, I would be willing if I weren't going to like soccer practice and stuff.
And sleeping.
Sleeping.
And laundry.
Eating.
The laundry.
Snyder's pretzels.
YouTube live chat poll for today. Do you like scary things? Yes or no? Go vote on the Andy Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
Mr. Yes, President, do you think that the government shutdown is all about this rally that's happening this weekend, the No Kings rally?
No, I mean, some people say they want to delay it for the king. This
it's
is
more
not
than
a
that.
King. You know, they're saying, they're referring.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To me as a king, I'm not a king.
Right. No, but just so that Chuck Schumer could go and say, I'm fighting Trump.
Yeah. Well, Chuck is, you know, at the end of the line. He's being beaten by everybody that they poll against him. And, you know, what he did is he did the right thing a couple of years ago on something like this. And he got hurt by his party. And it doesn't, I don't think it matters to him. I think he's just so dead that he'll do anything. I think they could just stay out forever. I mean, to be honest with you. Now, what we're doing is we're cutting Democrat programs that we didn't want because, I mean, they made one mistake. They didn't realize that that gives me the right to cut programs that Republicans never wanted, you know, giveaways, welfare programs, et cetera. And we're doing that, and we're cutting them permanently. We're cutting a $20 billion project that Schumer fought for 15 years to get, and I'm cutting the project. The project is going to be dead. It is pretty much dead right now.
So there you have the president speaking with Maria Bartiromo about whether or not it is, you know, are you a king? What is this no kings thing about? The Democrat Party has invested in some pretty successful campaigns where they've been able to label, you know, one of them was one of the unsuccessful ones, I should say. Remember when the Bernie Sanders got people were like, let's have a fight the oligarchy.
Oh, yeah. And that everybody, was not long ago.
After the fact, there were Democratic strategists going on all networks going, I don't think oligarchy is the way to speak to the people.
Well, it's true, but it was also funny because it was the consultant class that came back and said, you know, you're speaking to the people, but we don't think you're actually reaching the people.
Yeah.
We, the consultants. And they were right.
I think Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez should star in a movie about like an unlikely couple that meets at a gas station on a road trip, but one needs a ride from the other, and
yeah,
hilarity ensues.
And one of them owns a little independent bookshop, but the big bookshop is in town now, and they're taking over.
Which one of them would be big bookshop? It'd have to be Bernie.
I don't really know which
one. She could be the like super wealthy, hip exec who comes in with her coffee cup and her glasses on the end of her nose that she doesn't need, their blue light glasses. And he comes in, and he is an old English professor.
No, I think this is a different take on that movie.
You disagree, Ethan? It's like you have no responsibility here anymore. You just disagree with me?
I don't know. I was kind of enjoying just hanging over here.
Now, listen. I'm going to make the case here. You can't just make either one of them the executive because that's neither one of them. They're both not like that. But they both should own independent coffee bookstores.
Yeah.
And then there should be a literal dictator with a Hitler mustache that runs the big store.
But there are rumors that one of them could be perhaps becoming the big coffee shop bookstore spot.
Oh, like an investor comes in and...
Yeah, they could end up taking over everything.
Joe says, I love oligarchy. Get to pick your own pasta.
So much Parmesan cheese, too.
You guys Olive Garden fans?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You said that like it was a confession. You said that like you've been to a meeting about it.
Father, I'm here to confess.
Take it as you will. But I've been.
How many breadsticks?
I've come back, and I would go back.
How many breadsticks can mid-40s Ryan Wiggins eat in a sitting at Olive Garden?
Can I or should I?
You should eat probably none, nor should any of us, but they're wonderfulness. How many realistically would you eat? How many could you eat?
Am I eating other things?
That's an
with
important
the meal
question.
Or just breadsticks?
Nobody in their right mind sits down to Olive Garden and just eats breadsticks.
Well, unless I'm challenged by you on the radio to just
got a
see
point.
How many
I'm
kind
of with him on this.
Who could eat more breadsticks? You or me?
Oh my God, not this crap again. It's coming in everyday
thing. You
better
thing. Say you.
I mean, it's clearly me.
Yeah.
But if I'm sitting down to a nice meal with the family,
you're just sitting
Olive
down
Garden,
at Olive Garden on a Friday night like tonight.
And I'm not challenged to try to eat as many as I can.
No,
but just
realistically.
To see, you know, I'm going to try to fill up on bread. Okay. I could eat 8.
8?
Because you dip it in the salad dressing at the bottom of the bowl.
Do you think realistically you would eat 8?
No. No, but I could.
I know. Okay, that's the could number. But you're sitting down with your family, so there are witnesses that know you.
Yes.
How many?
Oh, okay, so we're just eating for pleasure.
Ryan, how else do you eat?
For sustenance.
No, you.
Pleasure. 4.
You're eating 4.
Still, and it's a lot. 4 is too many breadsticks.
You're still going to be filled up a quarter of the way into your meal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You taking that food home then? You eat it in the next day?
Yeah. Yep. Taking it home, dumpster diving, getting the rest.
Right. So here's the strategy behind that. You are basically getting partially a free meal from those breadsticks. If you are filled up on those, the majority of your meal, if you don't eat that much of it,
it's an economic investment.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Now, is it good for your gut? Probably not.
Neither are the leftovers.
Oh, they're just as good the next day.
Yeah.
No, good, yes, for pleasure, not for sustenance.
Here's the thing. Now, when I was in early college, I had figured out a system, and I'll tell you what that system is right now, because I'm not sure that they still allow it. I think we exploited it too much, and they closed the loophole. But if you...
Yeah, wait, is this? Did you say Olive Garden?
No.
This is where?
Same concept, Fazoli's. If you went,
you had a Fazoli's loophole.
Oh yeah, and it could still exist. I don't know. I'm not going to press it, but at the time, you know, when you're 19, you can eat as much as you possibly can of anything, and it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And you're just trying to fill up. And at that point, you're almost trying to like see how much you can fill up with your guys.
How miserable can I make myself?
Yeah.
How miserable can I make myself? How much can I eat?
Thank you, Ethan. So what you would do was you'd go to Fazoli's and maybe you'd order a drink, but you didn't even have to do that. You could just order water if you wanted to. And you'd just order the sauce. You'd just say, here's 35 cents. Give me a marinara.
Are you serious?
And then it was unlimited breadsticks.
Did you do this for real?
Oh, yeah, we did this.
How many times in your life have you participated in this theft?
2-3 times, but... What we usually would do is not just we realized we could, but we always would order, you know, a couple pieces of pizza and make a meal out of it because we did kind of feel bad about doing it. But you absolutely could do it. And we would order, at the time, it was probably $4 for a little pasta meal or whatever.
Those were the days.
And then you'd order the sauce and you'd just keep getting sauce and just hang out.
There is no way in the year 2025 that you could get away with that now.
Somebody
I would be
let me know.
Shocked.
I'm not going to go try it because I can't eat that much bread anymore. I just can't.
I'm 100% at this one. Doug says the gnocchi protest tomorrow. I love gnocchi.
Me too.
That's better than no kings.
Me too.
Oh, kind of sounds like it though.
You ever had gnocchi?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh man. Potato pasta.
So good. Good gnocchi is. Oh, it's my favorite. It's my favorite.
Gluten free.
It is?
Yeah, because potatoes.
I didn't know that. I don't know anything about that. Who's there calling me right now while I'm doing all of these things? How am I doing, Ethan?
You're doing great. Why are you looking at me like I'm questioning? You're doing great.
The prolonged eye contact to make sure you were not telling me a lie. If you would have laughed.
You're doing great.
don't look at me. I didn't ask Ryan.
I'd give you a solid 6 out of 20.
Thank you. 6 or 7. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about the YouTube. No. Ethan Sports and Local. You ready to do a segment?
I guess so.
I have no idea how that's going to... We're going to figure it out on the break. Join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, the YouTube live chat poll. Do you like spooky things? And if you want to watch the YouTube, you can watch me muddle through running the board on a radio show for the first time. We'll be right back.
And that laugh that wrinkles your nose, it touches my foolish heart.
Check it out. Sports and Local.
Durf and Donifird's Dumpy Doos.
I hate you, Ryan Wiggins.
You love it. The Dumpy Doos?
I like that one a lot.
You know, I'm starting to think that maybe not all of the ones that you made are in here, because it feels like my least favorite ones are the ones that have played.
It does
played.
Seem like that one's played already.
Like decisions were made.
But it is totally random, so it could hit the same one twice without hitting another.
I guess
one.
I believe you.
Maybe it's possible that somebody else is using them and just cycling through them, and they're coming back to us at the same ones because...
Who voluntarily could possibly want to play those?
Del Walmsley.
Del. That's got to be it.
You know, I would ask for context, but... I'm not going to. Yeah, there's just absolutely no reason for that. What is coming up this weekend in sports? It is Friday. It is what we do on Fridays, at least what we start sports in local with. So we'll go ahead and start off with the St. Louis Blues. They took a beating on Wednesday night against their rivals, the Chicago Blackhawks. They lost at home 8-3. Now, it's kind of funny. They've played four games. The two at home have been atrocious. They have gotten outscored 13-3. The two on the road, they have looked very good, and they are outscoring their opponents 9-4.
How experienced is this team?
Do what you want with that info.
Like, are they a young team? Are they veterans? Good mix?
Annie, that's a really good question. It's a very healthy balance. There are some very highly regarded players on this team that are very young. They have that veteran mix of guys like our captain, Braden Schenn, as well as Justin Falk, Colton Parayko, Jordan Binnington.
What about Caillou?
But you also have guys like Jordan Kyrou that you could still consider are young-ish.
He's probably the type of guy who would beat you up for calling him Caillou.
No, I don't think so.
Is he a fighter?
No.
He's more of a lover.
He's a lover?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not a fighter.
Would you say that this team is... How would you say that they are morally?
You're just trying to get him to say, that's a really good question, Ryan, like he just said to me about a sports question.
Yeah. Like, would you say that they are of high moral fiber? Do they towel snap each other in the locker room, or are they above
There's
that?
There's no right way to answer this question. The right thing to do on the Annie Fry Show is to move on and pretend he's not here.
Well, how I'll answer this is exactly like
that. The moral fiber of the St. Louis Blues is fine.
He goes in the locker room, though. He would know if they were towel
Here's the thing, though.
Is
Unlike
he the towel snapper?
In the...
Is that your job?
No, that is not my job.
Could you start?
No. I like being able to go into the
Maybe
locker room.
Maybe he's the John Bolton of the Annie Fry Show.
Unbelievable.
Who's that guy that looked like Ethan from 97.1 but has a mustache now?
I don't know, but I definitely understand he to be with the Mark Reardon Show.
That's Gary Wood. Gary Wood.
Have you worn your Gary Wood shirt yet?
No.
You need to wear
it. I haven't.
That. You're starting to hurt my feelings.
Sorry. I'll wear the poster.
Okay. Just like at the golf course.
Wear the poster. more sports in local coming up this weekend. The Missouri Tigers traveling to Auburn, Alabama to face off against the Auburn Tigers. Mizzou, after their loss last week against Alabama, dropped from 14th to 16th in the rankings. Auburn on the year is 3-3. The Tigers currently a point and a half favorite over Auburn. And then the Illinois Fighting Illini. See, this is sad, okay? I checked these on my app, my ESPN app, to see, okay, who do they play? And there's a top 25 setting to find them, but I can't see the Illinois Fighting Illini on there anymore because they're not ranked in the top 25.
Right.
The Illinois Fighting Illini, they have the week off, so they don't even play this weekend. They get an opportunity to get a breather after the loss last week against the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one team in the country. I feel like in the last several weeks, maybe it's been over a month, we've heard some news about just things going on at Lambert Airport, the types of improvements that they are wanting to make, as well as the adding, the flights to the direct flights to London starting in April of 2026. Well, there is a new groundbreaking that is going on currently at Lambert Airport. Last Monday, this started. A new airfield maintenance and snow removal equipment facility has started. Construction on it has started. The maintenance facility's cost, get this, $115 million, according to the airport funding for the project, was made possible by a $20 million grant from the FAA that was supported by Senator Schmidt, and a $4.5 million grant from the Airport Infrastructure Grant Program via the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. Once complete in late 2027, the 285,000-square-foot complex will consolidate airfield operations, including snow removal, the airport auto shop, materials warehousing, landscaping, and maintenance. So, you know, they're doing a... I give them credit for this. They're doing a lot of work to make, you know, what oftentimes is the first greeting of St. Louis, the airport, which is very lowly regarded nationally as far as airports in the country go. They're doing a lot of work to try and improve it and make that image look a little nicer.
I you know, the airport is sufficient for flying to other places. But
yes,
that's the extent of it, isn't it?
And that's not the case for every other major city in the country. It just is not.
Yeah, I've been to other airports and I'm like, good grief, this seems very nice. This seems very lovely. Anyway, you're going to have to fix that. I should have pushed pause, right? Is that what I should have done? Oh, well. You're going to be able to go to the Andy Fry YouTube live chat poll right now and vote on our YouTube live chat poll. Do you like scary things, yes or no? Do you have a definitive response to this one, Ryan? Is it complicated?
Yeah, it is complicated. It's going to take me some time to process through it because I am a house divided against myself when it comes to this question, Annie.
Am I going to hit open at the hard out here? Let me ask that question.
Hey, we're slow riding right into this thing.
We are probably going to crash and burn. What do I hit?
Next.
Open.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.